Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I love the internet, Iris. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't imagine life without it, but it's looking like it's a bit of a scary place for some people.
Yeah, it can be. You've just got to keep your wits about you, and sometimes you get very, very clever scammers, so you always have to try to be ahead of them.
Yeah, now scammers are using the internet more than ever to try and get money out of people.
They sure are, and they have got a lot of money out of people.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've had online losses totaling nearly $37 million,
jeez,
which is massive. The ages between 45 and 54 that are most likely to lose that money.
Isn't that surprising? Because you think it would be elderly people.
You would think.
But no, 45 to 54, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's very scary, scary.
What's the main ways people are losing their money? What's the major scams?
The major one is what we call technology phishing. Mm-hmm. The scammer will send an email to somebody claiming that they're from a legitimate business, they're looking for payment. They're also looking for your personal information, because with your personal information, they can go ahead and create identity fraud. So create another you,
with
that they can take loans out in your name, they can purchase goods in your name. So that one is one to watch out for, and it comes in various forms, Alan, various forms.
Are there any kind of big red flags that would be obvious?
Look, one thing you've got to look out for, the grammar's usually pretty bad.
Okay. That could be anything. That could be an email from me, but...
It could be anyone, couldn't it? It could be anybody, yeah. It doesn't look like the normal... Say, for instance, they might say you're owing a particular bill, and they'll make it general. So they won't say, dear Iris, they'll say, dear customer, things like that, you know.
Okay, yep.
We've had that recently, the infringement scam for fines, and it's... very generalised. It's dear customer. It's, you know, it's not specific to you. It doesn't give you a rego or anything like that. So they are pretty generalised. Another one which you need to look out for is the buying and selling online. So a lot of people are buying and selling stuff online. The scammers have flooded those sites. They could pose as a buyer. They could also pose as a seller. So you've got to be very, very careful about that. A huge one is relationship scams. I see people coming in and out of my office just about every second day, and they've lost huge sums of money, you know.
Yep.
In fact, as recently as 3 weeks ago, somebody lost $100,000 to a romance scam.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. The scams are playing on the emotional triggers to get money, gifts or even personal details, so you really have to be cautious with that, because they are huge sums of money, and they'll just go ahead and pay.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of scams that scammers are trying to do. The best website to probably go to would be wascamnet.wa.gov.au for more information, or just contact you guys at Consumer Protection.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the chat today, Iris.
Thanks so much, Alan.